worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city, which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Verses 1 through 12, Hebrews chapter 11. Thank you, Father, again for your word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to open your word and spend time with you one-on-one as you speak words of blessing, words of grace, words of life, words of strength, words of encouragement into our hearts, our minds, our lives. Anoint us afresh. Empower us to be a people committed to reading and meditating on your word and spending time one-on-one with you each and every day as we do so and receiving the blessings and the empowerment by the power of your spirit that comes through doing that. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for your promises. Thank you so much for how faithful you are. Heavenly Father, we look to your faithfulness. Our hope is set in you. Heavenly Father, pray that we'd spend more time listening for your promises, that we'd spend more time in scripture looking for the ways you have called us to live. Because Heavenly Father, we can only find life in how you have called us to be. Thank you so much for giving us strength, for giving us the Holy Spirit, for resurrecting us. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. You know, I want to say a word of thank you to all of our listeners, many of which often will email us to get copies of some of the resources that we share, some of the prayer tools, some of the discipleship tools that we share. We're glad to share them, and we appreciate the many people who've written it to get some of them. Please feel free to always email us to get copies of them, because one of our goals is to put into your hands tools that will help you in your growth in the Lord, tools to help you to disciple your family, and tools to share with maybe fellow church members, persons on the job, saved and unsaved individuals as well. I want to take time to share one or two items from the AFA stand that we wrote. This version is entitled A Christian Family Prayer Guide, and I'm going to share just some prayers from this prayer guide. The first one being the prayer entitled A Husband's Daily Prayer for His Wife. And let me remind you, of course, there's a husband's daily prayer for his wife, then there's the wife's daily prayer for her husband. And then, of course, there's the a prayer that's a parent's daily prayer for their child as well. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the gift my wife Birdie is to me, to our family, and to the church and the kingdom of God. Dear Lord, bless my wife today. Indeed, expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon her. Keep her from evil that she may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, help her this day to be the full, help me this day to be the full blessing to her that you want me to be. Fill her day with joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. Help her to walk in your love, your joy, and your peace today in Jesus' name. Help her to spend the time in your word and in prayer that you would have her to spend this day in Jesus' name. Help her this day to put you first. Help her to not make any graven images. Help her to not take your name in vain. Help her to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help her to honor her father and her mother today. Help her to value life. Help her to not steal. Help her to not commit adultery. Help her to tell the truth. Help her not to covet in Jesus' name. And Father, empower her this day to fulfill all the call of God upon her life. Help her to live today as the living sacrifice you would have her to be for you and in your will. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. And thank you, Lord, for the gift Birdie, my wife, is to me. Dear Lord, bless her and keep her. Make your face to shine upon her. Be gracious to her, dear Lord. Lift up your countenance upon her and give her your peace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Then another one of the prayers found is the prayer of Jabez. And of course, we would encourage you to take time to get not only this prayer tool entitled A Christian Family Prayer Guide, but pray through the prayers on a daily basis because it's a very wise and a very fruitful thing to do. The prayer of Jabez is another one of the ones mentioned. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for me and my family, Lord. Bless me and my family indeed. Expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. And then another one of the prayers, of course, is Psalm 91. Lord, thank you for all those that are part of our listening family, and thank you for all those that we've prayed for today. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, some of the prayers found in the prayer tool that we call A Christian Family Prayer Guide. To get a copy, simply email me. We'd be glad to get a copy to you. This next article is entitled Discipling Family, Friends, and the World. Again, the title, Discipling Family, Friends, and the World. The following poem is a powerful poem entitled My Friend that carries insights and thoughts all Christians are wise to consider and to ponder. My friend, I stand in judgment now and feel that you are to blame somehow. On earth I walked with you by day. You never and never did you point the way. You knew the Lord in truth and glory, but never did you tell the story. My knowledge then was very dim. You could have led me safe to him. Though we lived together here on earth, you never told me of the second birth. And now I stand this day condemned because you failed to mention him. You taught me many things, that's true, I called you friend and trusted you, but I learn now that it's too late, and you could have kept me from this fate. We walked by day and talked by night, and yet you showed me not the light. You let me live and love and die. You knew I'd never live on high. Yes, I called you friend in life and trusted you through joy and strife. And yet, on coming to this dreadful end, I cannot now call you my friend. Author unknown. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, we're given the Great Commission, which tells us, "And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age.'" The Great Commission, as found in the above scripture, Matthew chapter 28, is a commandment directed at every believer all over the world. Accordingly, each of us has the very important responsibility of helping to share the gospel with a dying world, and we're each to be vitally involved in the great work of making disciples. Well, if this is true, why aren't many more believers passionate and committed to diligently being involved with doing the work of making disciples? And sadly, sometimes believers, for different reasons, don't choose to share the gospel with family or friends, those closest to them. Why is this true? These are actually great questions for believers to consider. The following are important factors every one of us in the church should give serious consideration to. In every generation, more people die and go to hell than go to heaven. Consider what Christ told us in Matthew. "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is narrow and the way is constricted that leads to life, and there are few who find it." Matthew 7, verses 13 to 14. On average, 250,000 people die every day, every 24 hours, all over the world. Again, consider that. On average, 250,000 people. That's a quarter of a million people on average dying every 24 hours. For many of us, we might be the only contact that some of our family members or friends have with the church. We each have a responsibility to do the work of sharing the gospel and making disciples. And God holds each of us responsible for helping to carry this important work out in the world. So I'd like to make a few suggestions to every believer who reads and considers this matter. Start today praying daily that the Lord will use you to help others trust Him for salvation and use you to help others grow in their faith, that is, make disciples. Also, daily pray the prayer of Jabez over your ministry of making disciples. Pray also that the Lord will give you wisdom and grace to effectively witness to family and friends. Learn how to effectively share your testimony of how you got saved with others. Also, learn how to effectively share the gospel with an unsaved individual. Pray and ask the Lord to guide you in doing the following. Locate gospel tracts that you like to use and that you feel are effective for you to put to use. Stock up with many of them and carry them wherever you go in order to give them to others as the Lord leads you. Regularly invite people you know to church. Many people in the world are waiting for you, waiting simply for you to obey the Lord and share Jesus with them so that they can be saved. And many are waiting for you to guide and encourage them in their walk with the Lord to grow up and grow strong. Please, let's faithfully get to work. Again, the title of that article, Discipling Family, Friends, and the World. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Do you wish that that you could see it all made new. We do. Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? And is Jesus our Messiah, hold forever those he loves? Does our God intend to dwell again?
Of Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. In the earlier segment, we did share the titles of two different articles from the AFA Stand that we wrote. The first one entitled A Christian Family Prayer Guide. If you'd like to get a copy of the Christian Family Prayer Guide, email us at joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. The second article entitled Discipling Family, Friends, and the World. So if you like one or both copies, again, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get them to you. Or if there are any other of the prayer tools or discipleship tools that you've heard us mention or share on air that you want to get copies of, simply email us. We're glad to share them with you, and we're encouraging you to use them personally. Use them to disciple your family and share them with family, friends, saved and unsaved individuals, fellow church members, and whoever the Lord puts it on your heart to share them with. Picking up now, reading through the Word of God in the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, Psalm 147, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people. The praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him, praise the Lord. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. End of the book of Psalms. The book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, "Come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses. At the openings of the gates in the city, she speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded. Because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm, and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would have none of my counsel and despised my every rebuke. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Verses 1 through 5, Proverbs chapter 2, in the Word of God. Father, thank you, Lord, for all those that are part of our listening family. Thank you for all those persons that we prayed for today. Lord, thank you for us as the church, and thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And Lord, thank you for every person we pray for today, and thank you for all those that are part of our listening family. Thank you for each one of us in our prayer lives. Bless each of us in our prayer lives indeed. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mighty upon them. Keep them from evil, that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Music of Dunson Oyakhan with If All I Say Is Jesus. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me.' And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." Now this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now those who were sent were from the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethabara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.' I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him.' I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." Again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and, seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, when translated, "teacher, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother, Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated, "the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated, "a stone." The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." John chapter 2. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have all well drunk, then the inferior. You've kept the good wine until now." This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he, his mother, and his brothers, and his disciples, and they did not stay there many days. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers doing business. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise." Then his disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house has eaten me up." Verses 1 through 17, John chapter 2. Lord, thank you again for the opportunity for us to open your word every single day and spend time with you at your feet, listening to your words of wisdom, your words of power, your words of grace, your words of peace, your words of joy. Help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that more and more of your joy, peace, and grace pour into our minds, our hearts, and our lives as we're spending time daily reading and meditating on your word. And help us to grow in our understanding of the fact that as we teach and train our children to read and study your word daily, they too will receive of the peace, the grace, and the empowerment that comes from spending time in your word. And help us to be wise enough to establish habits around getting into the word every day individually, and as husbands and wives together, and as families together. And thank you for the many blessings that come from establishing habits around your word and putting your word to work in our lives each and every day. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession, as we normally do before we end the broadcast. If you're listening today and you've never made the eternally important decision of inviting Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to be saved and receive eternal life and ask Christ to come into your heart, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong that I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey you and follow you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we definitely want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you. We do want to ask you to email us so that we can share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch. Again, that email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Also, if you'd like to get a copy of one or both of the articles we shared earlier, the first title, A Christian Family Prayer Guide, and the second article entitled, Discipling Family, Friends, and the World. Same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you, and we hope to hear from you soon. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.